A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
Hello, you're listening to Shag Married Annoyed with me, Rosie Ramsey, and my husband, who has just decided that today he's not going to eat, Christopher Ramsey.
So.
What's the matter with you?
A lot going on here. I haven't decided today that I'm not going to eat. I'm just starting to, like, watch. I can just eat, like, bread and cheese
and shit
all day, forever. And I'm just...
No, that's absolutely fine, right? Okay, yeah. Watch what you're eating, yes.
That's what I'm doing.
You're so extreme with everything that you do.
Right.
So now, he's in a terrible mood, everyone, right? Because he's starving.
I'm not.
I know when you're hungry. Right. You're starving. So have something to eat.
No, there's no bananas. I wanted a banana, but you didn't order bananas.
There's apples, there's pears,
there's
cherry tomatoes.
They're all
there's
water.
There's nuts.
Water.
There's so many healthy things that you could have. Have a slice of ham and shut the fuck up.
Have a slice of ham and shut the fuck up.
Hi, welcome back. Sorry
about that. However, what was hilarious just there was we had to, we couldn't press record because Rosie was busy eating a chocolate bourbon.
And I said,
they're the worst fucking biscuits, by the way. And you said an incredible thing. What did you say?
So I bought bourbon biscuits because they're a bit crap, aren't they? I bought them for the kids, yeah. So I wouldn't eat them. I've had three. What's the point?
Bought them.
It happened with the Milky Buttons.
Bought them
the other
so
day.
I wouldn't eat them. Oh, yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah. We're both just trying to look at our lives a bit more and, you know, breathe better and eat better. So I haven't been buying any chocolate because, like, genuinely, it's all in threes. I could eat three bars of Dairy Milk a night. I was at one point. That's when I put all the weight on. But so I've tried not to. And I don't really like milky chocolate. So I always buy the kids milky, like, chocolate.
White,
I think,
do you mean white chocolate?
White chocolate. And there was a Rogue packet going spare.
Oh, yeah, I caught you.
White chocolate buttons. But do you know what really pissed us off?
Mm-hmm.
I ate the full packet. I inhaled the packet.
Yeah.
And I was like, I would have much rather had something else.
Yeah.
So if I'd, like, saved the...
I love the fact that you open the cupboard. So you're hiding from the kids. You're not hiding, I don't care what you, but you're hiding from the kids. So you open the cupboard. You open both. It's like a double pantry thing.
Yeah,
you open
yeah.
it and you get them and you sort
see.
Of stand inside it.
Oh, it's pathetic.
I don't mean to, but I always happen to come in the room while you're doing it and you just look, you're like, and I'm like, hello.
It's awful.
Very sad.
It's a really horrible way to live, having to eat things in secret.
Yeah, from
so
the
your
kids.
Yeah, because they would just... Eat. Not our Robin.
Daisy, our producer Daisy, came up with an amazing saying that I can't get out of my head. And she said that her kids eat like they're hungover.
Yeah.
And that's exactly how our kids eat. They eat like they are hanging out of their arse on a Sunday.
Yeah.
Just scoffing.
Now Robin's gone back to school.
Yeah.
The other morning, he was like, can I have an ice pop? I was like, you're not on your summer holidays anymore.
Nice pop.
You're gone. You're going to
have an ice pop?
You just have an ice pop just at like 8 o'clock in the morning because I'd given up.
It's just juice in it. It's just juice.
It's just a really strong
They're only juice. They're just juice. Guys, thank you so much for being here. Thank you so much for listening. It is episode 236.
Did you ever think it?
Never in the world. Bloody
from blah, when we were in North Avenue. That's where we used to live, just telling you all.
Brilliant. Please don't say any of our other street names.
That was our street.
Yeah.
And we're sat at a little kitchen table.
Kicking broccoli around.
Which,
on
where's
the floor.
That table now? What house is that in?
It's in the
someone's
garage.
House.
It's in the garage.
Oh,
no, your brother's got it.
It's at my Kev's.
Yeah.
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 And that's where it all started. We probably should have kept it.
Why?
Just as.
Oh, for the museum. For when the museum rings up. Yeah. for when the Smithsonian want the first table that an episode of Shag Married Annoyed was done on. Yeah, yeah. Time to bring your kid.
So the garage, our garage, right, is just full of shit. So much horrible. So much crap. Yeah. We need to sort it out now. So I said to Chris, we should just go in once or twice a week and just take a couple of things in. Over time, about 3 years, it'll take when it emptied. I found stuff the other day, and I was genuinely, at first I got excited. I was like, oh, someone might really want these for a raffle or something. And then I was like, nah, they probably won't. It was your Strictly shoes.
Yeah, they're in there.
Strictly, like, once you've done it, you're dead to them, aren't you?
Well, you've got to, it's almost like Love Island. You've got to capitalise on it in that sort of.
Well, I was like, no one's going to give. They'll be like, did you even do it? He was in it,
Well, everyone forgets I did Strictly, because guess what happened just after I finished Strictly? We stayed in the house for a year and a half. Yeah. So
you had a good time. It was good though. But so there's like three pairs of shoes that you worn.
Yeah.
In the garage, and I thought, oh, these would be good. But then I thought, no one's going to want them.
Okay, Rosie, again.
We'll go in the museum.
Yeah. When the Smithsonian ring, we'll put them on the table.
Is that a posh museum? Say the Louvre. Do a one people know? The Smithsonian.
The Louvre is an art gallery. It's not a museum. The Smithsonian is the one from Night at the Museum.
Yeah. Oh, right. Okay. There you go. Fair enough. In America.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Hey, it's hard work knocking around with you sometimes, like.
Sorry, I don't know all the bloody museum names. Oh, we did something quite clever. Not clever, but we really don't know America very well, do we?
I mean, I know what to say hello to.
Was I with you when I did this?
What?
Was I with me, Dad?
Right, hang on. When people do that? You know when people do that? Was it? Oh, no, it wasn't. You know the other... It might not be. Tell us what the thing is and join in in this conversation.
I think I was with my dad because my dad went to America this year.
Right.
He loved it.
Yeah.
And then I was like, so whereabouts in America? Because you know all these places. You know.
Are you talking about the other day where you mentioned a couple of places and you quickly got Google Maps up and you look? Yeah, you were with me.
Right, okay.
But that's not a clever thing.
No, it wasn't clever, but it was interesting, Chris. Because I think America, we know so much about America, but honestly... Good in my head. I couldn't tell you where everywhere is.
I love doing that over there, by the way. Guns to head. That's their favourite thing.
I've said good in my head loads. It's like when you get stuck on a scene all the time. Robin, I'm like, good in my head.
Why are you saying good in my head to a 7-year-old?
I don't know.
What's wrong with you?
Need to stop. So I literally went over America and now I know where loads of places are. And it's absolutely massive. It is
huge.
Gigantic.
Yeah, yeah.
No wonder they never leave.
Yeah, I mean, all their flights are internal. They don't need passports. Dogs can go on planes and that.
Yeah, why would you? It's like, it takes 8 hours to get from one end to the other, doesn't it? Insane.
On what?
From east to west.
What are you travelling on at this point?
An aeroplane.
I don't know specifically how long.
It's far.
Right.
It was just really interesting.
Yeah.
God, Jesus Christ.
We're
4 years in, Chris. Can I just talk about stuff?
Yeah, you can. But it was we did a really clever thing the other day. All we did was it wasn't a really clever thing. You opened up Google Maps
I said the wrong thing.
All honesty, cards on the table, gun to my head, sitting next to you while you were doing it was fucking painful. Because we had something paused. We had the bear.
You didn't know where they were.
I didn't give a fuck.
And that's why, because where's the bear?
Chicago.
And I don't know where.
Yeah, but we had it paused. So we had the bear paused. And I'm ready to watch the next bit. And you're fucking fingering your phone going, hey, that's up there. Hey, well, that's right down there.
Chicago. It's not as north as what you think, because I always thought it was cold.
It sounds like that was it, yeah. Isn't it cold there? Yeah, but it's not as north. And I had my finger on the just over the pause button, just ready to unpause it. Oh.
Well, I found it very interesting. By the way, the bear, brilliant, but geez,
fucking intense.
Take a Xanax before you watch it. Yeah. Christ alive.
Well, you have been looking in America. You can't get them over here.
I could live in America.
Can't get them over here. Or a Xanax and guns to people's heads, you fit right in. apologies to any American listeners. That is a sweeping generalization, which I did enjoy for comedy effect. But I know what you mean, because we've watched so many things of American stuff all the way growing up. Like
anyone
who goes to New York, when you go to New York, it's like walking around a film set, because it's stuff you've watched forever.
It's pretty cool.
But the bear's amazing, but you're right. You haven't worked in a kitchen, have you?
No. Terrifying. I've worked in a bar, which was quite people used to click at us and that, and I was like, that's horrific.
Working in the kitchen's terrifying.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it like that?
Yeah, so I was a kitchen porter in a restaurant. And I think I told you once, I went up to the little hatch to look into the restaurant, and the chef basically put his hand on my neck and essentially chokeslammed us across the room, just pushed us right across the room.
Really?
He's like, get back over there! I was only the pot washer, but I was, yeah. And then
that's assault.
Yeah. I was only 16, and the ones at the stadium, when I worked at the stadium, like, that was pressure. So sometimes there'd be like a massive banqueting suite. Mm. Shout out to all service, waiting staff. Oh my God, anyone in the catering industry, it's a nightmare. But it was carnage outside with like, you know, hundreds of people. And then you'd go into the kitchen and it was mad in the kitchen. Just screaming, shouting.
I don't know how they keep everything hot for so long.
It's a science, it's a process. But there was one chef really frightened of him at the Stadium of Light. I mean, they were all frightening, but one of them specifically quite frightened of him. And then someone told us that if you go and get him a Coke from the machine, right, from behind the bar, get him a drink of Coke, but squirt the syrup in a bit stronger, so it's a big bloody teddy bear after that. 3 squirts of the syrup.
What do you mean?
Coke.
Why?
It's bloody teddy bears, and you put it in your hands after that.
Really?
You do what you want. You got my syrupy Coke. You do what you want. Lovely bloke. Lovely bloke.
I don't like that. Do you know when the syrup's a bit dodgy?
No, well, this was just, he just wanted more syrup. And so if you only push your hand down very slightly on the little
it comes
thing,
out more.
I
tell you what, you've just brought back a memory for me of working in bars and that. I used to love pressing them buttons. Do I remember?
Yeah,
soda. There was soda water.
Yeah.
There was like Coke, lemonade, just with the little S or whatever.
Just on the little, like, it looks like a little phone.
Oh, it was looked.
Yeah, it was good. I enjoyed working behind bars when I used to work behind bars. I really did enjoy it.
I worked at a cafe, which I really liked.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. Just toasties.
Got any good anecdotes about that, or you're just all going to move straight on?
No, I just enjoyed working at a cafe, and you could smoke indoors, and I was young, and I used to smoke when no one was there.
Oh, brilliant. You working in
thought
a cafe.
I was a mint.
Cheese and corned beef toast, is it?
With a side of
no bother, love. No bother, I'll get in a second. Another cheese and corned beef. Sorry, why is that waitress 16 but looks 65? It's just the way she carries herself. And that cheese and corned beef. Sorry, there might be a bit of ash in that. Might be a bit of ash.
I love talking to me.
Yeah, you're pathetic. It's horrible. Disgusting.
Horrible now. Like.
Listen, it's episode 236. Thank you for being here. It's time for this week's lucrative sponsor. This week's sponsor is accidentally sending someone an emoji you didn't mean to send them.
So
I just did it almost before there, and it was horrible. I meant to send a kiss. I was talking to you and our brilliant producer of the TV show and the live show, Robin.
Yeah.
And Robin with the Y, ladies Robin. And I went put kiss, then send, and accidentally I looked away and my finger went, instead of send, it went to the sexual, alluring, red lips, the kiss emoji.
Or the actual just full on kiss.
Just the
that would have been,
because you're in that chat as well. That would have been
ick.
I went, ah! Well, you saw us. You were sitting opposite us. And I went, ah! And you went, what? And I went, oh, I've just nearly sent it. But I thought you were going to go, you're pathetic. But
I thought you'd sent the person kissing, which you wouldn't have used that. No,
it was the fucking
lips.
It was the, you know, kissing on a napkin. There's
do you know
number.
What? Yeah. Horrible. Do you know what's sometimes worse? Because so I'll spell out a word so the emoji comes up.
Right. Yeah, I do that.
But sometimes if it doesn't and you just send it.
Yeah, like, I've written fingers crossed loads of times.
Do you know what does it if you just put crossed?
Really?
So I've been like, good luck, crossed. Yeah, it comes up if you put crossed.
Well, you've just saved me so much time. Because if you
eye roll, you've got to write eye roll. And
so
it comes
type
up.
Fingers and then space and then crossed without a space and press the emoji and it deletes the words. But if you put the space after crossed and press it, it writes fingers crossed and then sends the fingers crossed emoji.
Hey, tell you
pure
what.
Fucking grander emoji sending that, innit?
Love pathetic. Emojis, eh?
All right, when you send us something to the kids and I want to send a little cry eyes, I have to write out emotional because I don't know where that emoji is. So if you write out emotional, it gives you the little, you know, the welling up one.
See, I'm at a point now where that's quite high up in my always used.
So it's
very depressing, mine. You can literally tell what kind of week I'm having by what emojis are mostly used.
Yes.
It's like
angry face, crying face.
Yeah.
Steak. Bread.
And listen, we are not the podcast to talk about emojis. This is
listen, we are
icky,
down with the kids.
Disgusting.
We are down with the kids.
No, we're not.
Hey.
We're not.
How many emojis? Hey. It's fast approaching the hour here on Rosie and Ramsey FM. Listen, it's whatever. What is your favourite emoji? Text in now.
It's like being back on Clapperton.
Text cost 50 pence and make sure it's a MMS message.
John's been in touch from South Shields and his favourite emoji is the aubergine. Oh, John. Don't let your mum listen to this, John.
Cock in it. It's a cock, that one.
I think it is. Something like that. Anyway, John. Do you know? Oh, I'll tell you after the jingle.
We had a fight about the jingle. Jingle. We couldn't settle on a jingle. Jingle. So this is the jingle. Jingle. We hope you like the jingle. Jingle.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Jingle.
Hello and welcome back to this week's episode of Shag Married Annoyed. What I was going to tell you is I feel like the listeners might enjoy the story about when I was in the taxi queue and I felt young, but actually I'm not young anymore.
Okay.
I told you, didn't I?
I don't know.
The elderly, not elderly, he was just an older gentleman who was actually proper silver fox fit.
Oh, right. Oh, see, sorry. So when you say taxi queue, everyone imagines night out. I imagine night out.
Oh, no, this was off at King's Cross.
You were in the taxi queue at King's Cross station.
It was a nice day.
Yeah.
I'd made a bit of an effort. I was dressed quite nice. Mm-hmm. Makeup on.
I met you later that day. I can tell. Yeah, I can tell you now. Yes, correct.
I did, didn't
solid
I?
6 out of 10 that day.
Oh.
Solid.
At least an 8. No. I'm your wife.
Above 5.
What does that say about you?
Above 5 is great.
Is it?
It says that I do charity work.
Wow.
I'm joking. You look beautiful.
Thank
10,
you.
11. You look fantastic. Fuck off.
Anyway, there's this bloke, and he must have been about 60 odd, right? About my mum and dad's age. Yeah. Lush. Proper lush.
Mm-hmm.
Had a suit on and that.
Mm-hmm.
He looked at us in like a quite kind of like... Man looks at a woman way.
All right.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
And honestly, my first thought was, oh, what a creep. I'm a kid. I'm just a kid.
And you caught your reflection in a taxi window and you realised, oh no.
I'm nearly 40. Isn't that mad how your brain sometimes doesn't actually change?
Yeah.
And I was like, in a normal world, I could go out with him.
Yeah.
It's a bit of a big age gap for me. But at the same time, wouldn't be frowned upon, I don't think, as much.
23 years is the age gap.
But I think age gaps don't really mean anything after 30.
I know what you mean. They're sort of narrow. They do narrow.
Yeah, do you know
time.
What I mean? I think younger than 30, it's a bit, but older.
Yeah.
It's not so, but honestly, when he did, I was like, oh, I am 20 years old. You
avert your eyes.
Looking at me like that.
Avert your cataract ridden, seeing everything during the war eyes from my 13-year-old tight body, you old dusty pervert. But in reality, it was like, oh yeah.
Well, he was lush. He was absolutely lush.
Well, this, I wasn't going to mention this, and I'd actually forgot this. I think I'd blocked it out of my brain. So me and you went for dinner. That was the night before the NTAs. And me and you were in the hotel, and we went for dinner that night.
Yeah.
And you sat opposite us, and you told us about this Richard Gere-looking beautiful 60-year-old man.
He
dressed
in his defense, he might not be looking at me.
Well, you told me about this Richard Gere looking guy who looked at you, and I was like, all right, okay. And you got annoyed that I wasn't jealous.
Oh yeah,
didn't you?
Yeah,
you were like, oh, why are you never jealous?
You never get jealous.
What of the thing that happened in the past that led to nothing? Look, if you told us you'd suck him off in the queue, I might have had something to say about it. But
what is wrinkly, saggy old? Yeah, I'm so sorry, Dawn. We've got listeners who are in this.
Get 60s. Your carbon dated ancient artifact wrinkly testicles off this prepubescent chin now.
You were
well annoyed that I wasn't jealous, and I was like, "What do you want to see? Go, oh, I'm going to go and hang around at King's Cross now and look for this old codger."
You just never really get very jealous.
At what point did
I don't think you care enough, Chris, if I'm honest with you.
I know that I love you so much, and I know that you love me so much, and I know I've got a brilliant life, and you could tell us that loads of people came on you, and I wouldn't be bothered because I knew you wouldn't.
It doesn't matter, Chris. It doesn't matter.
Well, I don't. See, first of all, stop fucking lying. Stop telling porkies, right?
It doesn't happen.
I would, but I know you would never, and I know I would never, and it is what it is. Do you know what I mean? Was his dog looking at you as well?
Oh, well done. Yeah, terrible.
Is it not because did he not have some kind of food and the dog was looking? And he was looking to see where the dog was.
I don't know. He might have been looking for a taxi.
Yeah, maybe.
One can dream.
I'm Rosie. You're beautiful. You look gorgeous out there. I'm sure.
Right.
All
right. All right. Shut up. You're gonna make everyone feel
right. Okay. So listen. I'll kill him. What about that? Eh? Listen, you old fucking shit. If you're listening to this, you old Richard Gere, hamster up the arse, silver haired fucking prostitute buying. How do you know about that?
What?
Years and years ago, there was rumours that Richard Gere used to put hamsters up his arse.
Oh. See, did it? Eh?
Quickly Google it. Rumours surrounding various male celebrities engaging in gerbling, have become persistent urban legends. A cobbled version of the story involves actor Richard Gere and is referenced in various media properties such as Scream, The Simpsons, and The Vicar of Dibley.
Nobody safe.
Yeah, no. Snopes. Snopes is a website that basically tells you if stuff's bollocks or not.
That never happened, I don't think.
Richard Gere was taken to a hospital emergency room to have a gerbil removed from his rectum. Claim, Richard Gere was taken to a hospital emergency room to have a gerbil removed from his rectum. Rating, false.
Oh, well, stop false. Spreading false lies, Christopher.
False. It wasn't me.
If you're talking about it, you're spreading it.
It was a rumour. And it's false.
Honestly.
And it was poor hamsters. It was a bloody gerbil. Hamsters are the real
gerbils
victim.
Gerbils are massive.
Yeah, but it's like a tampon, isn't it? You've got the tail.
I don't want it. I can't talk about animals and that.
No?
No, thanks.
No.
No.
Well, listen, I'll kill you if you're listening. Eh? You old pervert staring at my, staring at my bloody clearly under 30 wife. Eh? Ah, you better run. Look at you running. Go on. Careful, you don't pop a hip or something when you're running, you old, I do jiu-jitsu!
Stop
looking at her! Is that better? Is that the kind of reaction you want? Because it's pathetic and childish.
Stop, man. Shut up. Babadoo, 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 babadoo. You really upset me the other day.
Oh, wow. So we're not having any beefs this episode, are we? Because to let people behind the camera, microphone, scenes, curtain.
You usually say
action. To let people behind the curtain, we are recording this one straight after the last one. Because
yeah.
I
hate it, by the way.
It's weird, isn't it?
Yeah. I don't know how people do them in blocks. We've talked about that before. It's just I've got not. It's just shit. I've got nothing. Right, I need a week.
The Richard Gere stuff carried with through quite a lot. I think we're all right with that. But basically, I'm away. I'm back now, but I will have been away.
Yeah.
Filming. I can't really say too much about it, but it's a thing for Sky.
Oh, I can't tell you about it, guys.
No,
can't
but it's
talk about it, guys.
If you saw so last year there was a thing on. Alex Booker hosted it, and it was like the science behind Home Alone, and it was on at Christmas, and it was comedians doing all.
Yeah, I don't think you should say this.
No,
but
it's not Home Alone.
You might be embargoed.
I'm not embargoed. I've never said anything. It's a thing. It's a Christmas special about a Christmas film for Sky, and I'm filming.
He's leaving us.
So we're doing this straight after, and apologise.
Annoyingly, by the time this comes out, he will be home.
I will be home, will be forgiven. Richard Gere will be in my bed. The Richard Gere lookalike man. You'll have to get rid of him. Shall I tell you exactly what time I'm coming back? So you can get rid of him.
Sometimes Chris carries on a joke too long and it's really irritating. He does this in the house constantly and it's really irritating.
Wow.
And let me tell you all why you upset me. You really upset me. So this is sort of a beef, right?
Okay, well you can have one beef then.
All right, okay.
Go on.
You told me something about a TV programme that I used to love and it really upset us.
I told you something about a TV programme that you used to love.
Cribs.
Oh yeah, so I only saw this recently, but
so apparently, right, Cribs, not their houses.
Yeah, most of them are bollocks.
What the F?
Isn't that crazy?
I was so gullible.
Yeah,
I genuinely thought that was their houses. Mind, now that you've said it though, the kitchens were always mad. Like, they were always kind of really, like, old-fashioned-y in, like, a rich person's kitchen. And I was just like, they don't suit that kitchen, if that makes sense. But then I thought, they're rich. They don't cook in there. They've got chefs and stuff.
Yeah.
Why didn't they? I don't understand.
Well,
were their houses not as good?
Even as a kid, I always watched it. So there's two things I thought.
I loved Cribs.
Two things I thought. I would watch it and I would go, why are you putting all this on? If I was a burglar, I would just come and burgle you.
Yeah.
Because your whole house is on here and you're showing everyone what it is.
Uh-huh.
And I remember watching the little Bow Wow episode.
Uh-huh.
And I remember thinking, you have got one song. One song.
Right.
And you are walking around one of the biggest houses I've ever seen and you've got about $17,000.
Did you not write on stuff in that though?
Did little Bow Wow write
it's actually,
on stuff?
It's not little, it's Lil.
Oh, my apologies.
Lil Bow Wow.
My apologies.
Not little Bow Lil. Wow. Granddad. Elma, check your battery. Lil Bow Wow.
All right. Did Lil Bow Wow. The only thing Lil Bow Wow wrote on was the fucking...
Bow Wow. Not Little Bow Wow.
I said Bow Wow. Saying the only thing Lil Bow Wow wrote on was his fucking pencil case when he was graffitiing it at school. Because he was about three.
What
when
was his song again?
Bow Wow Wow, yippee yo, yippee yay. Where my dogs at? Bark with me now. Bark with me now. How embarrassing.
Well done.
So yeah, and apparently he was Snoop... Everyone said he was Snoop Dogg's nephew, but then it came to light that Snoop Dogg basically calls everyone nephew.
Oh.
It's like his thing.
Okay. So that wasn't his house. Yeah, mad.
I don't think it was. Apparently it came out recently that most of them were bollocks, and that's why the Red Man won. Where he's showing you around
that's
a fucking squat that he lives in is, I mean, it's not, it's a nice apartment to be fair. He's just a scruff.
It's a clip though. Yeah, it's a mess.
Just a scruff. Yeah, he's got like a Sega Dreamcast by his bed.
I don't know. In the way, I totally believed it.
Yeah.
And they're like, but all their clothes and that were there.
Well, I imagine.
I think they just had a production team.
I imagine they just go, you're coming to film Cribs, come to this mansion, we've made it look like yours, we'll put some. They all had the same fucking Scarface poster, man. They all had the same Scarface. All the rappers was like, there's a poster from Scarface. It was always Scarface.
You know, I'm going to have to go back and watch loads.
Oh, Jesus.
Because the kitchens were mad.
Yeah.
The kitchens were like, well, I was always put the kit. I just thought, you don't have this.
I don't think all of them were bollocks, but a lot of them were bollocks. I don't think
what's her name's? Who did it, man? Pamela Anderson. Right. I think hers was real. And wasn't Paris Hilton's real as well?
Apparently a lot of them are bollocks. Because that's the thing. Apparently they said the Red Man, we've got a house for you to film in. And he went, no, you're coming to my real house. And if you haven't seen it, it's hilarious.
What's Red Man done? Is that a gravel pit?
Red Man's on Dirty. Wanna get dirty.
Wanna get a little bit rooty. Get right up in a hurry. Wanna get dirty. Oh, what a song. I've literally just been transported back to being 18 in a visa. It's about time for my arrival. Honey, gonna get a little bit rooty. Oh, God, I love that song so much.
Okay.
So remember, AM to PM.
Dun. Okay. Let's not play Rosie Remembers songs that she doesn't know the words to.
Bloody Mandy Moore came on the other day.
Who the fuck is Mandy Moore?
Get in that bathroom and wash your mouth out. Who the fuck is Mandy Moore?
Yeah.
Is that some sort of joke?
No. Lil Mandy Moore?
Now you're annoying us because I can't remember the song that came
out. Oh, there we go. I was washing the mouth out now, eh? Wash your fucking ears out. Eh?
Hang on. I'm missing you like candy, yeah, missing you like candy.
Nope.
So baby, come to me, show me who you are.
Nope.
Swear to me like sugar to my heart. Oh,
nope.
Right, well, that's upsetting. It's a tune.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Finished?
I'm done. Nice to reminisce.
Cribs was a load of bollocks.
It's so upsetting.
Yeah.
That's a massive part of my childhood.
Next, they're going to be telling me that they didn't pimp those people's rides properly. You're telling me that they didn't drive down the street with three Xboxes and a fucking jacuzzi on the back of their car.
Yeah.
You're telling me those cars weren't roadworthy.
I know.
Eh?
I believed it.
Ugh, remember they did the UK one and it was just cack.
Because they didn't have the budget.
No, they didn't. It was like, we've gave you new tyres
because
they were below the limit.
We've changed your car mats to AstroTurf.
We've refilled your washer fluid. Oh, and you know what? Just because we know you love not getting fined, we've taxed it for a year for you. Babadoo, babadoo, babadoo,
ba. Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
It's time for questions from the public.
Peppa Pig.
Peppa Pig, very nice.
No.
Back in your box. As always, if you'd like to get in touch, it is shaggedmoudenoid@gmail.com. Get out your box.
Great. Hi, Rosie and Chris. I'm a manager of a well-known high street clothes shop, and one quiet Thursday night, I was called to help with an incident in the fitting rooms.
An incident in the fitting rooms.
Mm-hmm. Naturally, I thought it was a customer kicking off. However, when I got down there, I was told by some of the girls that worked for me that there were some unusual noises coming from one of the cubicles.
Shagging, yep. I know people who used to do this. Mm-hmm. I'm aware of people who used to do this. Mm-hmm. Yep. Perverts.
Young. Now, bearing in mind, these are very small changing rooms separated by just a curtain, and it was a quiet evening with very few customers in the store. The noises were pretty loud and described by the girls as what they thought was somebody in pain. But I could tell it was someone having sex.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the work experience, isn't it?
What?
I think somebody's in pain over
right.
there.
All right, okay.
That would have been me at the body shop at 14. I think somebody's dying. They're crying.
They've left a big balloon with milk in it in the changing room. Why would anyone put milk in a balloon?
Someone's scrambling eggs in the changing room. Why would they do that?
Scrambling eggs.
I never, you know when you scramble eggs, it sounds like the smacking sound.
Oh, right, okay. Very slightly. I mean, Jesus, how fast are you going? Who's got that? It's got that kind of stamina.
It's like porn, isn't it? Eh? Right, so I yelled through the curtain, can you stop that, please? This is a public place.
Ooh.
But they didn't stop. Even after I called the shopping centre security, the couple were still at it like rabbits. So, naturally, I opened the curtain on the filthy little bastards and was greeted by some bare-ass bloke slamming his fully naked girlfriend into the mirror. Security then arrived and escorted the couple off the premises, and they were banned from the shopping centre. You're never coming back to the Bridges again.
Banned from the shopping centre.
Eldon Square's dead to you too.
Banned from the shopping centre.
I thought this situation would leave me with a fun and anecdote and the mental image of that man's arse burned into my eyes. However, years later, this is where it comes back around, right? I don't know what you're going to feel about this.
What, they're having sex in the car park because they're not allowed in the shopping centre?
No, however, years later, as I was drying my hair after a shower in the spare room, I heard my boyfriend screaming. I rushed in our bedroom and saw the very unattractive image of my boyfriend mid-wank, dick still in hand.
Why is he screaming?
Waving his phone round like a loon. I thought he'd snapped his banjo or something, but it was something much worse. After he'd calmed down, he handed me his phone and asked me to watch the video he found. I watched as I saw a video of some couple having sex in a changing room, a bit like the one where I worked.
Shut the fuck up.
It wasn't until I heard a familiar voice yelling at them that I realised this was the pervert couple from my work and that was me speaking.
No way.
Had a little laugh with my boyfriend about this, thinking they would have cut the part where they got caught out. However, as I looked down at the phone again, I saw myself in this video whipping the curtain open and making eye contact with this man's arse all over again. That's when I realised why my boyfriend was really screaming. I was in a bloody porno.
Oh, why is he not finishing?
I mean, why? Do you have a wank when I'm drying my hair?
How long does it take to dry your hair?
Seriously, do you have a wank when I'm in the house?
No. Well, I believe that's called a danger wank.
Oh, right, okay.
Isn't it? If you want to get caught.
Yeah.
If you're not bothered, I mean, some people aren't bothered.
Yeah, you might just do it all. But anyway, yeah.
But I've told you, I've never masturbated since we got together.
No, you haven't, have you?
No, never. No. That is ridiculous. So, first of all, I mean, some couples know? I know you always go to me and go and have a wank, which I've talked about before, which I can't bear. Do some couples just go like, I'm going for a wank, and you just like leave the room and like she knows what's happening?
I feel like I've had, you know, before you,
yeah,
other relationships, and that's, I know, it's like, yeah. It's never happened.
No,
I've never been in a relationship where
some people are a lot more open.
Like, and don't get me wrong, I think it's really good to talk about stuff, and yeah. I know that you masturbate, it's never absolutely, and so do I, so let's just all crack on.
I did it once to make sure it works, and then I've never done it since.
Great. But I'm worried for you doing it when I'm in the house, like,
yeah,
vice versa.
Strange.
But I don't know what goes on in other people's relationships.
I fully believe that they'll have left that part of being caught in, like, I fully believe that they'll have left that.
Oh, well, it is, yeah. She's fully, like, whips the curtain.
And that's
open.
Probably why they didn't stop. They probably wanted, so the blooming caption is probably something like, caught in the act.
In the act.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, do you think they travel around the country?
Getting caught
in different shopping centres?
Tell you what. Imagine they might be banned from every shopping centre in the country.
Where would you get your stuff?
Well, you're probably online. Probably mostly online.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, the caption for that, and I'm telling you right now, the caption will be...
caught in Debenhams.
With stepsister.
Before it's shut down.
Oh, it's always stepsister.
Why is that?
Don't
it's
know.
So vile.
So weird.
It's so incest.
Rosie... Obviously, I don't know. My friends have told us all the videos on them kind of sites. Mm-hmm. I don't know what they are. I don't know how you get on them. Mm-hmm. I don't think my phone goes on them. I mean, all my computers.
Blocked.
All of the videos, stepsister, stepmom. No.
Are
stop
they
it.
All like that now?
Nearly every video.
Why?
There's no backstory. It's just two people having sex. But they're just right under the caption. Stepsister.
Why?
I don't know. It's fucking... And then you see these... Now and then, like Lad Bible or someone will publish a thing going, oh, this is what porn people watch all over the world. And you go, oh, Britain love incest porn. No, every video is just called stepsister.
Mm.
What are you supposed to do?
That's awful.
Horrible.
There's something wrong with that. Like, that's
really weird.
Really weird. Honestly, I worry so much for the younger generation.
Mm.
Like.
What, getting banned from shopping centres?
No, porn. I just think.
Yeah, I know
it's great. It's great for what it is, and it probably serves a purpose. And I'm not trying to slag off porn at all.
Crazy accessible though, for the minute.
It's so accessible, and it's so vile. Like it's so intense.
Yeah.
And then I just think, oh God, like that's just how they think sex is meant to be, and it's like it's not.
I mean, when I was of the age of what, like say, like 12, 13, whatever, when kids start watching it, maybe even younger. But it was like someone, a friend of a friend, found a video in his mum and dad's cupboard.
Or like a magazine in their brother's older brother's bedroom.
And in 2 weeks, the mum and dad are going away. So we're going to his on a Saturday and we're going to watch it.
Yeah.
Like not click, 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 full on.
My first...
Hours of it.
My first thing of porn, I must have been about 16, 15 or 16. And my friend had cable and there was 10 minutes.
Before 10-minute preview, Television X.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think there was Topless Darts was on or something.
That was Channel 18. That was Newcastle Live,
course,
Channel 18.
Of course you know it. And then there was like 10 minutes of porn and it was just like, what the fuck is this?
That was softcore porn as well, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you didn't see any bits and pieces.
It's really bad. Yeah. I think something needs to be done about it.
Boobies and bums is what that was. Just boobies and bums.
But that's enough. Surely that's enough for kids that age, isn't it?
I mean, I think it's too much for kids. Jesus.
No, I know, but I think there's not wrong. If you legally can have sex, you can watch porn.
Oh, okay.
I just think the intensity and how easily, Avila, we're going to have some strong words with our kids. Like,
I think, yeah, I think people need, I think you just need to tell your kids that it's an exaggerated version of what you see and it is what it is.
But that's what they're going to want to do when they have sex.
Will you go, that's not what it
imagine
is?
Imagine a kid losing their virginity now. They'd be like, bend over. On what? Eh? Just like missionary for like a year.
For a year!
No, do you know what I mean, though?
All right, Sister Margaret.
No,
Jesus.
I'm sorry. I can't.
I'm
not a prude at all.
No,
you,
no.
You know I'm not a prude. Nah. But, you know, I'm better than anybody.
I wouldn't know.
It's terrifying, man. When you've got kids.
I know what you mean, but I have to know it is what it is, and it serves a purpose, and it's, you know, like I say, it's an elevated version of it.
Oh, lads are going to hate us. I would literally be like, anal is not a thing that women like. Don't try it.
Some women like it.
Not all. Unless you ask, do not come in faces. It's not everyday practice. We're going to have to.
Okay.
We're going to be like special occasion.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Been dating for a while. It just terrifies us. It really does, Chris. And I don't mean it.
In the same way that, like I say, it's an elevated version of it. It's the same way as like not every Christmas party ends up like Die Hard.
Mm-hmm.
It's a film. Mm-hmm. It's make believe, and
yeah,
I think you're looking at the same
now
as that.
Is, it used to be quite soft, didn't it, and quite like touchy feely. Now it's just
okay.
Horrible.
Yeah,
horrible. Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, Chris and Rosie, long time listener, first time emailer.
Welcome.
Hello. I was just reminded by a Compare the Market ad. All will become clear. Nothing to do with meerkats, promise.
Great.
About a time in my life where I was a complete nutter tit, which I wanted to share.
Is that a play on words? Compare the market, complete and utter tit?
No.
Right, well, they've done that accidentally there. There's layers here.
Oh, well done. Rewind. Rewind.
Great work.
Rewind.
Stop
Hamilton.
It.
To 2017, where I had just had my heart smashed into smithereens by my boyfriend.
Ooh.
Of the time. Of 4 years.
Oh, my gosh.
Let's call him Ken.
Ken.
Mm. Without going into too much detail, he broke up with me without any reason whatsoever.
Mm.
Naturally, I blamed myself and thought of all the things I may have done wrong to push him away. Oh, babe, stop that. Didn't deserve you.
And how old 17?
How old is 17?
How old? Was she 17, is she saying?
No. Rewind to 2017.
Oh, shit, okay.
Where I had just, I don't know how old she was. Unfortunately, I was still very much in love with Ken and wanted to do anything I could do to still feel close to him.
Oh, gosh.
Oh. From lunches out to talk through things, in brackets, I'd always pay, to the inevitable sex that always ended with him saying, we mustn't do that again.
Oh, God.
Oh, which would subsequently lead to it happening another 8 times on separate occasions. Oh, it's clear I was wanting to do everything I could to see if things would change and get him back.
Is this a fucking Dear Deidre we're reading out here? This is...
No, it's just, you know, when you break up with someone and have you... okay. I don't think anyone's really broke up with me before.
Okay.
I think I've always been the breaker-upper.
Wow.
And I don't mean that in an, I don't mean that in like an arrogant way.
Do you want me to quickly break up with you now and see what it feels like?
No, I don't. But
we're
I just,
done!
I think I'm a bit...
How was that?
I don't know. I don't know if I've ever... I don't know if I've ever loved somebody and then... not loved me back the same. I can't imagine. I think that would be horrible.
Right, I know what you mean. So you
I've
haven't sort of put yourself out there. You've been a bit guarded and you haven't put yourself out there unless you knew it was going to be reciprocated.
Mm-hmm.
Right, okay, there we go. Fair enough. Roundabout way of saying that, but I know what you mean. You haven't been vulnerable in love.
No, I don't think I have.
Okay, but this poor lass has, and she's like trying to go for meals with him and saying, "Let's go meet up and stuff." And I'm not about all
you're
that. Rip the last of plast off.
If this is over,
it's over. Fucking high five. Have a good life. See you later. No, I'm not cool with being friends afterwards as well. Think it's weird. Unless you've got kids. I might be in wrong here, but unless you've got like kids and stuff to sort out and like stay friendly and stay amicable because, you know, I'm dropping them off at yours on Saturday and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
If you've literally got no ties apart from the fact that you're together, and now you're on.
No, you're not.
See you later.
I don't have any. I'm not friends with any of my
Do you go, when you've sold a house, do you go back and go and fucking sit in that garden and stand outside the house and look through the windows every couple of days?
No.
No, you don't.
No, you don't.
You just leave it.
But I can kind of see where she's coming from because I have split up from long-term relationships and still you can't fully leave straight away. So I get where she's coming from.
Takes a while,
but it's just, yeah. I just think oh, it's hard. I feel for her. One notable occasion though has stuck with me ever since, leaving me question why I was such a tit for allowing this to happen.
Look, we've all done daft stuff.
Well, actually, yeah,
we've all done silly things.
Yeah. So our family had an insurance plan with Compare the Market, which meant 2-for-1 cinema tickets every week. Cracking deal, if you ask me. I do remember that. That was a good deal. One night, Ken messaged me asking how I was doing and what I was up to that weekend. As you can imagine, I got excited as this seemed like he wanted to make plans with me.
Why is he texting her? Just leave her.
Oh, how
Why
wrong
is he
I was.
Stringing
I know.
Her on?
Yeah.
Fuck you, Ken.
Yeah. Yeah, fuck you, Ken, and everything you stand for. Maybe I have been strung on a little bit in certain situations. Yeah. He then went on, but then I've got very, very opinionated friends.
Right, who would just tell you.
Who tell us straight. I've always, my best friends, still my best friends now, will literally be like, what are you doing? Steph, she's the worst.
Yeah.
She is. Oh, yeah. Brutal. So actually, I think that's why I've kind of never had my heart broken, because Steph's like, no, finish now, like, did be ringing him around me. put your phone down.
Fair play.
Angela's actually not there, I think. She's a bit nicer, but anyway. he then went on to ask if my dad still had the 2-for-1 deal on cinema tickets. To which I said, yeah, we do.
Are you?
He then,
bottom feeder.
I kid you not, asked to have the code so he could take a girl he was now seeing to the cinema to see Murder on the Orient Express.
Ken, you bastard.
Shit first date, if you ask me. That's what you said.
Murder on the Orient Express.
The worst thing about it is that I actually sent the fucking code without question. Here you go, I replied. So I essentially paid for half my ex's first date.
Oh.
What an idiot. The only good I got out of it is knowing that Murder on the Orient Express was actually a pile of shit.
That's your opinion. I think that's a good thing, because that was the adult thing to do. Not like, it could have been worse. You could have went, how dare you? I can't believe you're asking for this. You're a disgrace. You're cheap. You're horrible. Rubbing it in my face. I still love you. You didn't. You went, there's a code. Fuck off. I think she's the winner. Big dick energy.
She's won.
Accidentally, that isn't embarrassing. That's accidentally really fucking cool what you did there. Yeah.
Go, sister.
And look, if you've still got that code, next email back. I'm always after a bargain.
There's more. Do you want to hear more?
Yeah.
Moral of the story: I need to stop being such an idiot. No, you don't.
You don't. I think it was great.
Yeah, be
you're
you.
You're not an idiot.
And stop giving codes out to people I shouldn't. I'm now happily married, not to Ken, and have not given out a single Meerkat movie deals code since. Good for you.
It's about to change because you're going to send it to me.
And it actually transpired, found out through my sister, that the reason Ken broke up with me is because he had actually cheated on me with a girl in the next 10 hours at Redden Festival. Ick.
That is a grubby little sentence
He's a grubby little Ken, isn't
he? That's a grubby little sentence.
Imagine, so he cheated, they were at Redden Festival together and he's cheated on her in a tent next door.
What were your tents made of? Fucking
horrible
fiberglass
dickhead that he is.
How are you managing that? Are they insulated?
I hate him.
Oh, I don't like Ken. He's cheap. He's a tent jumper. He's a tent shagger.
Yeah.
I don't like him at all.
He's nasty.
Yeah. His real name isn't Ken. Apologies to everyone called Ken, because his real name's not Ken.
No.
Whoever he is.
Ken's probably going to come back round, you know, since the Barbie movie.
I imagine so.
Because you think, actually, the name Ken, you think like, no, just Ken Barlow. Corey.
Yeah.
You know, that's the older generation. Ken was a very popular name.
They do come back
round. I think it's going to come back round. Yeah. We'll be dropping Rafe off at school in years to come, and in the nursery they'll be like, Ken! And I'll think, that's off Barbie.
Don't say that to the parent.
What?
That's off Barbie. Oh, like off Barbie. Sorry, what? I just can't help your son, Ken, like off Barbie. Yeah, how old's he? So he'll have been born when Barbie was out. Remember, Barbenheimer and stuff. Sorry, please stop talking to me. All right, no problem.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, Chris and Rosie. Long time listener, first time writing in. Hey, welcome to the party, pal.
Hi.
So I have a question. What fact were you told as a child that you still believe or believed until you were well into adulthood? You got any facts?
Well, obviously not facts, bullshit, but it was dressed up as a fact.
My mum still tells me now that the quality of sleep you get before midnight is better than the quality of sleep you get after midnight.
She might be right, you know.
I think there is some sort
of... She might actually be right.
So if you go to bed at 9 o'clock and wake up at 4, that's a better sleep than midnight till...
Go on. Go on, you can do it.
8? 9? 9 in the morning? 10? What? Seven.
There we are.
But yeah, I think she got a point. Anyway, I thought I would give you mine.
Fuck me.
Maths. Just maths. You know what we should do?
She went further.
You know what we should do? We should get a maths GCSE paper right. And see how we're doing.
I'd be terrible.
Let's try it.
Dreadful.
It'd be quite funny.
Dreadful. Squares on the hypotenuse and all that. Seriously, sats.
Let's get year two sats. Whatever Robin's just done.
Let's get the hungry caterpillar, see if you can manage that first.
Yeah,
then we'll move on.
Yeah. I thought I would give you mine. As a child, for years, whenever we drove through the countryside, I was told that sheep on hills had two legs longer on one side than the other to help them stay stable
amazing.
On the hill. Fast forward.
That's amazing. Oh, I love that.
Fast forward to 2021, and in my 20s, I was driving through the country with my new boyfriend at the time when I very confidently chose to tell him this fact. Only for him to point out that they do in fact turn around and not tumble, which puzzled me as I had never thought of this. Hopefully this will make you laugh as much as it made my friends laugh.
Oh, that's great.
What a bugger.
That's great.
That's a dickhead dad.
That's a dickhead dad joke. It's wonderful. I love that so much.
But that's horrific because they're going to take that literally through
brilliant.
Their life.
Absolutely brilliant. Yeah. Big fan of that. Big fan of that. I think mine... I mean, we shouldn't, but I think mine that I still do now is off my mum. If someone's got the fridge open for more than 3 seconds.
Oh, my God.
I literally want to tackle them to the floor.
Seriously.
It's off my mum.
It's actually a problem you've got.
Yeah, it's off
the
me
way
mom.
That you go on when that fridge is open for longer than 3 seconds
it's something
is
like,
ridiculous.
Let's Google it, right? Because my mum's thing was just said, when you leave the fridge door open, it takes 40 minutes to cool back down. That was her thing. So let's see if she's right.
But so fuck. Like, what are you meant to do? Never open
electricity.
Your fridge. Oh, it's the way that you go on. Them poor bairns of ours. Shut the fridge! They must have nightmares at night just to hear and you go, shut the fridge!
Oh my God. A refrigerator will need anywhere between 3 and 24 hours to get back to its original temperature. How long it takes will depend on the amount of time the door's been left open.
Oh, Jesus
Christ. How much food there is in the fridge and the temperature of the kitchen. Mum, I'm sorry. I'm going to get a lock put on that fridge.
But how long you got to have the door open
no.
for?
Oh, we should never
let you bloody
oh,
do that.
Oh, God. Oh, this is it. This has made it worse. Oh,
don't.
No.
It's not that
oh,
bad.
Oh, I've got a headache. Oh, God. Babadoo,
babadoo, babadoo, ba. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Don't think you have done an office poll for a while.
Ooh.
But this has just come up in a work conversation after I nearly took the tip of my finger off cutting chicken with scissors.
Oh, God.
After being told that I am mental for using scissors to cut chicken... Chicken breast, not a cooked chicken. That would be mental.
Yeah.
I decided to do an office poll. So far, it's even Stevens with 4 to scissors and 4 to knife. Is it weird to use scissors? Because I thought it was the norm.
First time I saw someone using a knife to cut chicken breast, I was very, very confused. My mum used scissors all the time. My mum has got the same... My mum has got, I'm telling you right now, she got exactly the same pair of kitchen scissors that she had when I was growing up. She's still got them. Orange handle.
Mm-hmm.
And she would cut bacon with them, cut the fat off bacon with them, and cut chicken breast. And the first person I saw cut chicken breast with a knife was Carl Hutchinson.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So there you go.
I've never seen your mum cut chicken.
Chicken breast with scissors.
I could imagine her cutting chicken. Okay, so I'm a knifer.
Yeah.
Just going to put it out there. But but weirdly, I cut bacon with the scissors.
It's really easy to cut chicken with scissors. It's really easy.
Is it?
Yeah. It's really, really good. You can get them strips, get thin strips.
Okay. Listen, before I slag it off, maybe I should just try it.
Here's a question. Yeah. Have you ever seen someone cut a pizza with scissors?
We've talked about this before.
Yeah, hate it, want to die,
I know,
can't bear
but
it.
But it kind of makes sense.
Doesn't
I tell
make
you
sense.
What,
it's awful.
I know you slagged it off a little bit when you got it, but that pizza thing I bought you... For best dad pizza.
The pizza board.
It's amazing.
Pizza board's amazing. It's got the
it's
lines
got the little
grooved
lines
in. You just roll the roller
it's
through
fantastic.
It. See, you can't use a fucking scissors with that, can you?
No, best thing ever. I've pizza bought cutter. You some cracking presents.
So the best pizza cutter you can get is the one I've got in the back room from your pizza oven, which is a big curved blade.
Mm.
And you just go rock.
Oh yeah,
rock,
that pizza
rock.
Oven, fucking which you amazing. Have not used at all.
How dare you?
You haven't used it at all this summer.
How?
Why haven't we got a barbecue?
But,
seriously?
Why haven't we got... Ask Santa and you might get a barbecue.
I would love a barbecue.
Right. Who's going to clean it?
What do you mean?
Who's going to
clean it
once it's been done?
You.
What?
You'll clean
who's
it.
Who's going to walk it? Who's going to feed it? You'll get bored of that barbecue after 10 minutes. I know
I
you
really
will.
You want a barbecue. I grew up.
We can get a barbecue, but it's not sleeping in the beds with us.
Stop it. I just want a barbecue, but I want a gas one. None of this
cheetah.
Waiting for the coals.
Cheetah.
None of that shit.
I know what you mean. Well, I've always said that. I want an outside bit where I can like fry fish without it stinking the entire house.
Some of my
days.
Greatest memories of being a kid, and my mum, I think my mum likes it when I talk about nice things in my childhood, was coming home from school, if my mum was ever in from work and I could smell a barbecue at the bottom of my street, I would run home and it would be my mum had the barbecue on in the back garden.
That's a nice memory.
Yeah.
That's
and lovely. it was amazing because I was just like, yeah, burgers, lush.
How long after that did they get divorced?
About 5 years.
Just evening it back out there, just pulling you back down.
I had a lovely childhood.
Yeah.
I did. I had the best childhood ever. Thanks, mum. Thanks, dad. Love yous. It was class. Did you have a good childhood?
Annoyingly nice. Yes, I had a good childhood, but that's not what this is about.
I know, but you've got to show appreciation where it's... I had an absolutely cracking childhood.
Yeah, it was brilliant.
Not full of stuff. Like, you know, didn't go and... My dad always tells us off because I once mentioned that we didn't go on holiday for a few years. And we didn't, Dad, actually. But we did go on a lot of holidays over the course of my childhood. But he literally told us off. He was like, someone tell me that you said we didn't go on holiday.
Right. I was like, first of all... Who are these fucking people who keep approaching our parents and grassing them up? Keep your fucking mouth shut, right? Derek doesn't listen. My mum and dad don't listen. Laugh at them with we and move on.
Yeah,
stop
tell them
approaching
what
me parents in the street and telling them we're saying weird. It isn't for them.
Your mum's going to be weird. If we ever go to her house, she'll be like, well, I would have made chicken, but I heard that you said I couldn't eat scissors on the podcast, so I'm not. So don't tell her that we're talking about a cutting and chicken because she'll get paranoid. And we love you, Anne. Do you know what I mean, though? She won't. So don't tell her.
She totally would.
She totally would. Do you remember? She's never made lasagna for us because 9 years ago I went for tea at yours and you badgered her about when it was going to be made and she's never
and she
made it.
It was
one of the worst
she wasn't happy with
nights
it.
Of her life and she's never made lasagna for us since.
Yeah. I don't think she's actually made lasagna since.
I don't think she has. You traumatised her.
Traumatised. I sell, man. Fucking lighten up. Jesus. Babadoo, 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 ba.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of Shagged, Married, Annoyed, which is part of the Acast Creator Network.
Oh, okay.
It's the only thing I can say in Scottish.
That was quite good. Yes, thank you so much for listening. As always, if you'd like to get in touch, shaggedmarriedannoyed@gmail.com. Send me whatever the hell you like. Thank you so much for continuing to listen, to continuing to support me, and for sending all that stuff in. So we appreciate it. And we'll be back all inside your filthy little fucking lugs next week.
Have a nice week. Bye.
So I started that thing and I'll do it really quick and professional. And I just
never happens. God. Love yous.
Bye.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.